Okay, it's time for another Audio Boo post Kids Read Comics Day 1, and I'm here with
Brandon Dayton of BrandonDayton.com,
whose voice is way higher than I would expect, and
Roger Langridge from HotelFred.com,
whose voice is exactly as I imagined, and
Ryan Estrada from RyanEstrada.com,
whose voice is much more mellow than I would have expected, and
hi, I'm Kevin, and I'm going to go with ArtAndStoryPodcast.com on this one.
Whoa, why?
I'm feeling the love.
He's got something to choose from.
Yeah.
That's true. When you got that many domains, you have to, fight each battle.
Oh, and I'm eating on a podcast. Now I'm doing it.
Oh, you are eating on a podcast. Well, just don't get too close to the mic.
Okay.
So, experiences day one, Kids Read Comics. Anybody have a I'm going to ask Brandon because he was, no, I'm just kidding.
That was Denver today.
Brandon got stuck in Colorado because, the world was ending over there?
Yeah, it was apocalypse there. So, firstly, it was just Colorado, so, yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just Colorado.
That state's a square anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a square.
Literally. Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. Okay, so they deserve what they get. But, no, I'm just kidding. And there's terrible things happening there, and we feel bad for everybody who's experiencing all that danger. But, yeah, you got here in the last hour.
Yeah. I got here just in time to I think I sold one book right when I got here. So.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So you were there 1 hour, and you sold one book.
I sold one book, yeah.
I was there over 8 hours, and I didn't sell any books. So good for you. Yeah. But, I'm actually surprised that you bothered to show up. I mean, you could have just gone to the hotel and be like, ugh, I'm sleeping.
Oh, I don't have a hotel, so it was closer to go to the library.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Where are you sleeping?
My uncle lives in Ann Arbor, so.
Oh, really?
Staying with him, yeah.
You have to stop by Art and Story Studio South, then, if you're
in Ann Arbor. Is that over there?
I'm in Ann Arbor, yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I knew that.
I'm not going to mention the cross streets on the air, but.
Where to send your pipe bombs.
Yeah, really. Roger's been there. He's seen how glorious it is.
It's delightful.
It was fun. So any standout moment for you, Roger?
It was generally just a good experience, I guess. Lots of
I'm looking at you while you say it.
And, oh. Yeah, looking at my tired old eyes. I had a good time, yeah. I mean, the workshop was a bit hairy. I wasn't quite expecting that it would turn into essentially a case of herding cats in the nicest possible way. I mean, no reflection on the children who were there, but they're children, and I was expecting a little bit more theory and a little bit less yelling. but it was great. No, I had a great time.
As you said on the Thanksgiving episode of Art and Story Extreme, and their dirty, dirty faces.
Yes, the dirty children with their dirty minds.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how the second day workshop works out for you.
I'm kind of curious myself now.
Yeah.
Having done a dry run.
What about you, Ryan?
I really enjoyed it because the whole idea behind this con is so much... It's difficult to notice unless you really think about it, but the whole idea has gone from selling books to sharing the idea of comics with kids. And that's why everyone just seems so... laid back the whole time, and no one, like we were talking before about how every con I go to, there's always the one guy that is just really pushy and in your face and trying to shove books down your throat and won't leave anyone alone. It's like, hey, you guys like comics? Come over here. And like scare and all the people around him can't sell books because he's scaring everyone away. But there's no one like that that's interested, people are interested in making money, but that's not why people are there. And they're relax sharing their stuff, and people buy it because they can see that they're passionate about it, not because they're passionate about making money. And I just had a great time hanging out and talking with people, and I ran a workshop on how to make comics like an adventurer, and just seeing the kids get interested. Like, it even the way I ran my workshop, I did a similar workshop not too long ago, and it was mostly me talking about myself. And when I did it this time with the younger kids, I saw that they could care less about that, but once I gave them the chance to talk and told them how their, explained how their life experiences can be put into their comics, because most of them said they wanted to be cartoonists, and just gave them the chance to, gave them the floor. Everyone had such a good time just sharing stories with each other, and we had a good time.
Well, awesome. Okay, well, we're almost out of time. So, Jersey.
Kevin.
Ryan.
Roger.
Brandon.
Sarah.
Okay, bye.